that, you know, we did have a kind of period where, you know, reggae music was seen as being quite, in a way, redemptive. But I think, you know, times have changed. We live in a globalized economy, and violence is something which is very part of the commodification of black music. It sells black music. It's part of its language, you know. And then again, and in a sense, I mean, you know, it makes lots of money and the world rather likes it, you know. And so in a way, there has been a sort of encouragement through the market economies, you know, for that type of music, you know. And I think, you know, it's not just homophobia in kind of reggae music. There's also homophobia in hip-hop.
Sure.
But
yes.
To a certain degree, you know, one could say that campaign against music, you know, when music is in a way a form of poetry, is a question, I think, that has to be raised when we think about this question of intolerance, which is also being raised in the music. It brings up a lot of ethical issues, you know, i.e. the idea of banning black voices. I mean, I think what needs to happen is there needs to be a debate, and the debate needs to stage a question around the questioning of this of the kind of ideas behind it. I mean, all what happens is that when Buju Banton comes to Italy and performs, is that he won't perform those musics, you know.
Also,
and so in Jamaica, he'll be as homophobic as he wants to be, because it's sort of allowed, you see. And so in a way, what I kind of feel is that there's a global response, which can obviously limit his market, which I think is good, actually. It shows that in the global economy, there's some things which will not be tolerated in it, you know, and one of the things is obviously incitement to murder is a real problem. But in Jamaica itself, you know, people who are campaigning are being murdered all the time, you know. In fact, a very famous campaigner, a leader, was murdered recently in Jamaica. And, you know, there was no real protests about it. And so I think it's, I think these things need to be called attention to, you know. And in a way, I think it's interesting to sort of make this become an issue. I really do. I mean, I think someone like Buju Banton, in a way, he's been plagued in his career internationally around this song. And I think he should be. You know, and anyone that makes songs like that, I think people should campaign against them, actually. In that sense, you know, I'm not a liberal in that sense. I think some things are wrong. And I think that, you know, Buju Banton is, in a way, suffering because of that. But, you know, I mean, at the same time, there's the real question of civil rights in Jamaica for people. And obviously, you know, the whole question around trying to get homosexuality made legal or to sort of decriminalize it, all of those issues, I think, are the key issues.